What about either separated egg whites in a container, sealed container, in the refrigerator, or egg yolks?
I don't think there's a difference.
No difference.
Namely, you can have it overnight?
No, you cannot have it overnight.
You cannot have it overnight. No,
separate together doesn't matter. It has to be mixed with like a salad,
water.
Or salted, or cooked.
Or water to it.
No, what I'm thinking
water,
I
think
is my wife uses it for
glazing
of the challah.
So you can't leave it overnight.
You're up a creek without a paddle.
You could just leave a shell inside. Little okay. Of the shell. Then you could leave it overnight.
Okay.
Okay, bye then.
Think that's a good shell shop.
Mashkim gluim. As halacha, there's three types of mashkim of the liquids. Let's see. Water, wine, and milk. They were revealed. They were open. Day or night, without supervision. Doesn't make a difference if it's during the day or during the night. Without any supervision. In places where there are snakes and scorpions and stuff like that, I still to drink them. Why? We're scared that maybe a snake or a scorpion came and put some of his
poison
inside and put some people who could die.
Snakes have been found in cities in Israel.
Can, but better. There was a story I read in the paper. I read in the paper this kid in school. There was a chash tsefa under the cabinet, under the arm, and he bit this kid.
Viper.
Viper is in English?
Viper.
There's a lot of vipers. There's a lot of vipers here.
And they're dangerous.
Very dangerous. Deadly. They give a. I mean, if you go to the hospital immediately, they'll.
Give you an anti.
Immediately, very fast.
So we're not talking about an open milk bag with a little cut.
Right. It has to be open. How much? Let's see.
We extend this nowadays, you're not supposed to leave a cup of water uncovered.
Yeah, you could be lenient if you have another water or whatever. If you live on the first floor, on the bottom floor, like Ezra, so there's more chashash to keep even during the day.
Now, what about a water bowl for a dog or a cat?
Let the dog eat it, who cares? You don't eat it.
No.
A dog can eat it.
Well, I'm sure the dog would love to eat a snake.
If you have cats, you have less of a chance of snakes. That's what he says here.
I have 500 cats. They love hunting for flies.
Anyway, just covered. So I heard, how big is the hole that has to be? I didn't say it over here, but if the hole is more than your pinky, is bigger than the pinky, if you can put your pinky in, you can eat it. So even when you cut the milk, cut it at a small hole, not such a big hole.
Yeah, the milk's in the refrigerator.
But let's see, he left it on the counter for a few minutes. 10 minutes, he left it, he went away. Maybe a snake came in and had it. So in our day, it could be a lot lenient, especially in the cities, especially if you live not on the bottom floor. And a lot of places to be lenient.
So if you have cats, you have nothing to worry about.
Right, Mama, that's what he says here also.
So contact the Jewish, the Jerusalem Society for Prevention of Animals. It's on JerusalemCats.com, and they will give you as many cats as you can handle.
I don't want. I can't handle even. If he had wine that was revealed, what does that mean? The whole night, according to Ben Ishchai, you shouldn't make kiddush on it. Even if you're allowed, there's no snakes or anything, you shouldn't make kiddush on it. If it's in the fridge, of course it's considered, or in the closet, of course it's considered sealed, it's considered closed, even if it's in the closet. Okay, you put a cup of water in the closet, close the door, and set up. Good, yeah.
How about in a jar that has a lid on it?
What?
A jar, a jug that has a lid on it.
But as a litter, it's fine.
I don't know, it's like any bottle of wine.
Yeah. Don't give your cats to eat that if it was revealed. Okay? Or your animals to give it, if it was revealed. They could drink it, but if you left it on, don't not put it for them. If they, you pour it for them, so they...
No, but like every day we give them fresh water.
Ah, why they need fresh water? It's cats. They could use drink dirty water.
Because they're spoiled rotten.
Ah, you use spoiled. The problem is in the... The cats have a pet.
Cats have a pet.
No.
Right? There was like that movie?
With the cats.
101 Dalmatians. Remember that? Very old.
Dogs have
so the dog is telling the story. My pet.
Right.
The master.
Right. Dogs have owners. Cats have staff.
Watch them on the corner. Staff. When you drink water, and some people do it. You fill up a cup of water, is you need to pour a little bit out before you drink. Yeah.
What?
You fill up a cup of water, you want to drink?
Yeah.
Pour a little bit out before. It's, why is that? I'll tell you why. I remember, one second. Okay. The bad spirit or something, okay. Especially in other people's houses. Pour a little bit out.
Don't say why.
Bad spirit, is it?
Night or day?
No, it doesn't make a difference.
I made a cup of tea.
No, water.
It's maybe water.
Huh?
Maybe water.
Okay.
You just have
water, put it water. Before you make the broth. I saw people do it here. Pour a little bit out. Okay, you're not supposed to put food and drinks under your bed, even if they're sealed.
Yeah.
There's a ruach ra, if someone slept on it. Not slept for 10 minutes, someone slept half an hour. Shat keva. At night. Instead during the day, it's not a problem.
Well, then you're supposed to keep under your bed.
I thought it was shadim. Shadim, yeah, that's why?
That's why I thought, I didn't know.
I don't know, it says here, why?
Ruach ra, okay, I can understand that too.
I think ruach ra. Yeah, but sleeping in the day is not a problem. Where is it very practical? Everyone puts their bag under the bed, and so at that time you have cookies from your wife that she made you, and other things. But if you did, and someone did sleep in the night, you or someone else, you're allowed to eat it. Yeah, but chatchila, don't put them under the bed. If someone took, let's say, I'm sleeping in the room with someone, Ruman, and he was very hungry. He knows I have cookies in my bag. He knows I don't care so much if he takes. So he took the box out and he ate a few. I'm not makbid, he'll tell me later. But then he put it under his bed and went to sleep. There's no wakha. Only if I let him take it, then there's a wakha. But if he did it by himself and I didn't let him take the cookies, there's no wakha. That's what it says here. Interesting, right? There's no problem, let's say in the airplane you send stuff down and there's food there and people are sleeping during that. Or in the ship, they put stuff on the bottom of the ship and the people are sleeping above. Okay. You can put it under a baby's bed and buy and put food under a baby's bed. Or under a carriage when there's a baby sleeping in there. Yeah, this is a question that I had about Uman. I asked him. You have a bunk bed, and you put the food under the bottom bed, and someone slept at night on top. They also have wachra. It's a suffix. For a chatchila, you shouldn't do that, but you could definitely eat the food if someone did sleep on top.
Bottom
bunk,
the
guy bumped
me.
He
puts
his
luggage on top bunk or sleeping.
You
put on no issue whatsoever.
No, only if you're over it. If it's over you, maybe you're
on the bed with you.
You're elevating it. What do you mean? Becomes kadosh. So There's certain foods which cause people to forget their learning. Want to hear what? If you eat a lot of them, you might forget your learning. And these here. Pat shelon eftak otzorka. If you eat bread, it's not all the way done.
What?
Not all the way done. If you eat it, it's well done. It helps you remember.
Yeah. Roasted bread too.
Roasted, the heart of the bread, the hard part of the bread. It helps you for remembering. But if you eat bread which is not all the way baked all the way through, so it helps you forget. If you want to forget your learning, like Rabbi Zera, he should have eaten this. He can't tell if he saw it. He fasted for 40 fasts or something to forget all the learning from Babel. He could just eat the raw dough. He could eat the dough and then I'll forget.
Cakes and cookies or just
what?
Just lechem or
lechem, no, lechem, just pat.
Bread.
Okay, what else? Eating meat. Ooh, I didn't know this. That's why I don't remember my learning. Eating meat straight out of the pot with the same bowl that you're, with the same spoon that you're mixing with. Do you want to taste it? I taste it. I taste a lot. To make sure for sure it's good. Every piece has to be tasted, huh? Anyways. Egozim, if you eat too much egozim, too much nuts, also. Too much zeytim.
Egozim is walnuts.
What?
Walnuts?
Nuts. Doesn't say walnuts, it's nuts. Yeah. Zeytim, if you eat olives. But how do you fix it? A lot of olives. How do you fix it? Olive oil. If you put olive oil on it, then you won't forget your learning. The heart of an animal. Ashkenazim don't eat the heart of an animal. Svaldin do eat the heart of an animal. You eat too much of the heart. What?
What heart do you eat? Like a goat or?
Goat or a cow, yeah.
You have heart?
I didn't know Ashkenazim. My father told me I can't.
Oh.
I sold it.
Yeah, we don't eat internal
internal organs.
Organs. Only liver. Only liver. But no kidneys and no others.
Brains.
Brain, yeah. It's good. I think liver is a lot more ugh than the heart.
Liver is supposed to be very good for you for
no,
anemia.
No, but maybe for anemia, but it's very bad for you because all the garbage it goes to the liver, and that's what you're eating, garbage. It's really good.
Right.
The foods that we're discussing already.
Yeah, right. You're right. Yeah, you should be in charge.
There's a wonderful chopped liver recipe in the Neighborhood Cookbook, which will be on sale hopefully soon. The neighborhood.
You don't eat a food that a cat ate from it. You hear? A cat ate from the food. You shouldn't eat it. It helps you to forget your learning. A dog, or a mouse.
Okay, I have a major problem with that. I'm here with my plate of chicken. One cat is right here, and the other cat's right here.
Okay, if they're on the side, it's okay. As long as they're not on your plate. You shouldn't take into the bathroom food, okay? It's not appropriate. You gotta eat it.
You're talking in the bathroom or shower team?
Bathroom is shower, no?
No, I mean the toilet.
Toilet.
Toilet room, the shower team.
Toilet.
Or the bath where the bath and sink is.
No, where the toilet is. Medicine is okay to have there. It doesn't have a flavor. How does food is that? Okay, so now we'll start new halacha. There's halacha of food that was cooked by goyim. Okay. Chazal says the food that was cooked by goyim, a few things. Right? Milk that was milked by goyim, and a Jew didn't see it. Their bread, the bread, even it's kosher. Their cheeses are problematic. Wine of theirs, even though you don't know they were, they served the idol worship with called Sami, and we shouldn't have it. Why? Two reasons. Rashi says, "Shelo yeh Yisrael ragil etzlo machal mishteh v'achirin l'otameh." If it, he's going to give you kosher stuff, and one time he'll give you also not kosher stuff. It's not so good. A person shouldn't get used to this. And second of all, Tosfos say, because everyone knows that you come to eat, to drink with someone, it gives, it's closeness. And then you might come to marry their shiktas. Right. Yeah? As we see all over the world, Hashem Yerach. To see the other halachas. Pat Akum. There's a thing called Pat Akum. I'll tell you this, tell you a story afterwards. Pat Akum, bread of goyim. It says in the pasuk, Melechem Levav Enosh Yis'al. Bread is the main food of the man. It's considered the main food. Yeah? And it's one of the ways that people, they come together, right? They come together, they sit, they eat bread. Okay? And since we don't want to mix the Jews with the goyim, therefore we don't eat their bread. Ken, yo, zeo. Pat shasru, and which bread is asru? Kol shasruya mechameshet minei degan v'sheyechet ibrikat ha-metzi. If it's made out of the five grains, and it's a motzi, not mezonot, a motzi. Therefore, if it's ugot, it's not. Unless you eat an amount, that is for kibbeg ha-motzi on it. A pat akum is asur if the goy did everything from the beginning, from the kneading until taking out of the oven. But if the Jew did anything in the middle, if the Jew even lit the fire, according to Ashkenazi, right, or according to Asfari, took out the bread from the oven, did something, it's not considered pat akum. And if you're in a place where there's no bread, only pat paltel, yeah? There's two things in halacha. There's a thing called pat paltel and pat balabait. Pat paltel meaning bread of a baker. And he doesn't bake it in his house. It's not a private bread. It's bread of a baker. Okay? So pat paltel, a bread of a paltel, of a baker, is more lenient to eat if it's kosher. Yeah? It doesn't cause you any closeness. You go to the store, you buy, and you leave. Nothing to do with the person, right? So you're allowed to have it. If it's kosher, and you can trust that it's kosher, even though you're allowed to eat it. Not the best. If you could, if you're able to avoid it, avoid it. But if you need to eat it, you're allowed to eat it. Chutz mi, aser se mechuvah, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if a person aser se mechuvah, he shouldn't eat pat bala bai. Even if a goy bought kosher pat paltel from a baker, and then he wants you to come to his house to eat it, so it's asu like pat balabai. Why? It's causing you to be close with him. That's asu. Now, I'll stop here and tell you a story. Maybe we'll continue in a few minutes. It reminded me of a story. There's a big tzaddik, his name of Isaac Mikomalne, first Rebbe of Komalne. Before he was a Rebbe, he was talmid of one of the Rebbe, one of the tzaddikim, and then he was there for a year. I forgot the name of the Rebbe. He was there for a year. After a year, the Rebbe told him, "Listen, your wife and children, they're not here. They're in a different where you live. You can't stay here. You're a young man. You have to go to your wife. You want to be with me? Go to your house, bring your wife and kids to this town, and live here. Fine." So he went. He listened to his Rebbe, and he went on the way. Now the way to go, where he was Austria. And he had to go to Poland, where his family lived. So he went down the way. He had to cross the border, but he had no mismachim. He had no documents at all. So you know what to do. Anyway, he started walking. It's a nice time. Someone took hitchhiked with a wagon, a horse, wagon. But he walked a lot, and he didn't estimate correctly the way. And he, he finished all the food. And still, he was in the middle of nowhere. No food, no town where he could eat, nothing. And he's walking in the winter, it's cold, snow. He's walking. A whole day passed where there was no food. And he said, okay, one day I'm used to not eating. Okay, another day he felt already he's going to collapse. At the end of the day, he sees at the end, like in the Ofik.
Horizon?
Yeah. He sees a horizon, he sees a town. The town that is the border town. The border town is called? Mm-hmm. Where he has to be, and from there he crosses the border to Poland. So he goes there, finally a town, he goes into a little store over there, going. I guess you could trust that the bread was okay. And he smells the food and he feels like he's going to die in a second if he doesn't eat. So he says, what is it? Am I allowed to eat? I'm not allowed to eat. Yeah, it's kosher. It's not so holy to eat it, but koch nefesh. I'm not. Anyways, he decides that he's allowed to eat it. And he buys the bread and he eats it and he feels great. And then he goes, he lays down on the bench. He's not going to rest. I was walking for 2 days, 3 days straight with no food. Lay on the rest. And when he lays down, he starts feeling. It's Kedusha, he wants to serve Hashem, he just wants to get up. How could that be? It must be the Sitra Achra. It must be the other. I ate that bread, for sure, the Sitra Achra, the other side. You know, it gives me the feeling to serve Hashem. Impossible, that's from Kedusha, what? Here in the middle of nowhere? Where could it come from? So he immediately ran outside, took up his clothing in the corner somewhere, and did the snow rolls. Rolling and rolling in the snow to purify, to cool the fire from him. And then he comes back to the place and he sees at the entrance to the little store a Jew. And he knew a big tzaddik, he was a merchant. I say, Shalom. He says, why do you look so sad? He says, I ate here now the bed. And I think, and then I lay on the bench and I start feeling this fire in me from Dusha, but I think it's from the Tumah. So I went and I rolled in the snow, I don't know. He says, nah, I'll tell you where that fire came from. A few hundred years ago, there was a decree in Europe, in this area, to burn all the Jewish books. And there was a tzaddik here in one town nearby that he was little, he was a malamed, he was a teacher for kids. And he, even though he was a very simple Jew, but he was a huge tzaddik, and no one knew. He knew the whole Torah, but he was very humble. He didn't show so much who he was. So then, he decided, I'm going to go to a town where no one knows me, there's no one there, and just sit in the corner, go through the whole Torah, the whole Nach, everything. And every pasuk, I'll memorize all the halachas and all the gemaras and everything that has to do with this pasuk. He's a genius. Fine. So he went and that's what he did, and he didn't hardly sleep because the decree was going to come close very soon. And he had to rest a little bit, he rested a little bit, but he worked and worked. At the end, the decree was nullified. He said, but then he went back home. And so he said, so you see this town, this is the town where he went to. You see this little store over here with the benches? This is the store. You see that bench that you laid on? That's the bench he used to sleep on. That's where he sat and wrote all the, he remembered all the Torah. That's how you felt the Kedusha, not because you ate that bread. So you see, a lot of eat that bread. Doesn't call it the tumah, but it's better not to if you have other things to eat. So I thought you had a story also. It's your turn, it was now, yesterday.